We will begin this evening with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise from Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, church, family, and friends. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for blessing us from this early morning rising until the present time, for protecting us and guiding us through our day. Thanking you for the blessings of this day, for shelter, for food and clothing, for protecting us as we went about our daily activities. I pray for each and every one that is on the line tonight, praying for their safety and well-being, praying for each and every situation that they are going through, oh Lord. Bless them and keep them. Praying for those that are sick and shut in. Particularly a prayer of healing for Deacon Bagley and Deacon Andrews and all those others who are sick and shut in. Praying for the bereaved family. Praying, oh Lord, for the healing of our nation. I just thank you for you are a faithful God. You have brought us through so much, oh Lord, and I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough, and it is testimony to your faithfulness to us that we are still here. I just pray for each and every member of the First Baptist family. I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We will now have a scripture reading from Sister Barbara Stenard.
Good evening, First Baptist members and any guests. As a reminder to us all, I will be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. And it says, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. God's words are blessed."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Barbara. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Daryl Harris.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon, First Baptist family. I just want to say a special prayer tonight about love for this world and how this world is not living in love with each other, even though we have differences, be different and everything. But God created this world for us to live it in love. So, Father, let's go to the Father. Father God, I just want to thank you, first of all, for creating this world because of your Son. The love you have for your Son, you created this world. Father, I know we are not living in love right now. Brothers and sisters hating each other, people killing each other, people doing things to each other, God. But God, I just want us to live in love. Like you said, you created this world for us to live in love. As Paul told us, love isn't brag and boast. Love isn't proud. Love doesn't get angry. Love isn't new. Love is just love. And if everybody just live in love at one time, I mean, everybody just shout out the word love at one time, we all can feel better. We all can do better. We all can love each other better unconditionally. You know, not hate each other, not hurt each other. God, when we love as we love you, we won't hurt each other if we love each other. We won't harm or do anything to each other, God. So, God, just praying this special prayer tonight, Lord. Please help us love each other, Lord. Please help us to get along with each other as you want us to do. Live in love and peace and unity with one another, you know, as you created us to do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Harris. We will now have 2 minutes of private prayer, closed mic prayer. This is your chance, your time to speak to the Lord for yourself. 2 minutes. Praise the Lord. We will now hear a musical selection, after which we will have an inspirational moment from Dr. Elnor Pearson, a longstanding member of First Baptist Church and creator and director of the District Heights Theater.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We will now hear from Sister Dr. Elnor Pearson.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Risen for me, and that last verse says, coming for me, oh, with what joy, his dear face I shall see, all because Jesus is coming for me. He was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. We're so grateful for God's healing power today. And I wanted to look at and share Psalm 103. And Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who heals my diseases. The Lord heals our diseases. And when we're going through sickness and we're going through pain, we have to remember the psalmist. We have to remember the words of Isaiah, who said to us, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. Who forgives all my iniquities and who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor awarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And I just want to take a look at that verse that says, as far as the east is from the west, he has removed our transgressions. Now, in this particular psalm, we have those three words. We have sin, we have iniquity, and we have transgressions. And the songwriter said, gone are my transgressions. And the psalmist, this psalm is believed to have been written by David. And it is believed to have been written by David later in his life when perhaps he had made some mistakes and he had an opportunity to look back over the life of Moses, and he had an opportunity to think about the Lord and how merciful and good God is, because in Psalm 27, David said, I would have fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so in Psalm 51, he said, give me a clean heart, renew in me the right spirit. So I looked at sin, and I looked at iniquity, and I looked at transgression, and you might want to take a further look at this. I like to study words, and sin is when we fall short and when we miss the mark, and we want to please God. And so every now and then we offend God, and so we have the Holy Spirit to let us know when we have displeased God. And then I looked at transgression because, wounded for me, guard my transgressions, and now I'm free. And so, in looking at it, it's when we choose to disobey. We know, Paul said, even when I would do good, there's evil all around. But then I looked at iniquity, and iniquity goes a little bit deeper. Iniquity is premeditated. It's when we know we're doing something wrong, but yet and still we carry the act out anyway. And one of the examples that was given was when David looked over and saw Bathsheba. And then he tried to cover it up. But David repented. And so tonight, I was thinking about the word also, chide, in this particular psalm. And that word says that he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. And I was looking at 2 Chronicles 7:14 when I looked at this, and then I heard Sister Stannard read the scripture. And so Saul asked the Lord for wisdom. And then I was thinking about what the children of Israel were doing at that time. And every time the Lord would rescue them, they would repent, and they would promise him that they would do better, and then they'd go a whoring after other gods all over again. But God always gives us an opportunity to make it right. That's the good thing about the Lord. And so he said that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then I would hear from heaven and I would heal the land. And so I looked at that because we're at a stage now where we want God to heal the land. We want the Lord to answer our prayer. We want the Lord to we don't know where this pandemic, you know, we don't know when it's going to end, because we know we have another booster that we have to take. But one thing that we know is that the Lord is with us, and this is why the psalmist David was able to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." You see, at this time when we are moving into Pentecost Sunday, we know that the Lord gave us commission, and he said, "Go ye into all the world and we're to teach the gospel." That we have a job that we still have to do, and the Lord is long suffering. You know, he could come back today, he could come back any hour, but he's long suffering for others to come into the kingdom. And so we have this commission from the Lord. And you know, when we have when we go to the job, one of the things we want to know is, we want to know, well, what are the benefits? And so this, David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then he names those benefits. Why? Because he knows something about the Lord. And so, you know, it might be somebody tonight who may be going through a sickness. You may be going through chemotherapy. You know, it's nothing like a sinus headache. It's nothing like waking up in the morning with a sinus headache or even a migraine headache. But whatever you may be going through tonight, you know that also the Bible says, Isaiah said, that no weapon that will form against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. He said that this is your inheritance. And so we as the people of God, we are holding on to the blessings of God. We are holding on to the peace that surpasses all understanding, that knowing God gives us, and we are continuing to walk in the light, because we know where Jesus is, there is light. We know that Satan will come up against us, but we know that we have the word of God, which is an offensive weapon, because we can always say Jesus said, and we know that we have prayer. That is why on Wednesday night, which is the middle of the week, we have prayer meeting, and we should look forward to prayer meeting. Why? Because we have a prayer answering God. We have a prayer answering God. And I know there's someone here tonight that has called on the Lord. And the Lord has answered. And no matter what it is, the Lord wants us to share, because he inhabits the praises of his people. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And so, whatever your testimony is, witnessing about the goodness of the Lord, don't be afraid to give your testimony. It's important that we share the goodness of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord God, we just thank you for the opportunity to share your word. We thank you for the opportunity to just let a dying world know that we have a Savior, Lord God. Lord God, that you did not stay in that grave, but you got up. And, oh, Heavenly Father, you were seen by over 500. And, Lord God, we thank you that you manifested your power. You manifest your power every day in our lives, oh, Heavenly Father, because the word says that you are able to do that which is exceedingly abundantly above which we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And so, Lord God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There will now be 20 seconds for you to give your appreciation for Dr. Elmer Pearson. 20 seconds.
God bless you, Sister.
Oh, my God.
Wonderful job.
God bless you, Sister Pearson.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the beautiful word.
Thank you
for the hedge of protection.
Thank you for the information to us.
We will now hear from Pastor Reverend Tucker.
We thank God for another blessed opportunity to participate in this prayer experience where the First Baptist Church family can come together and offer up our prayers of thanksgiving and praise. We do want to thank Sister Pearson for that timely meditation, for the inspiration that has come our way. We praise God for her, and we thank God for sustaining and blessing and keeping her along the way. Thank you for the message. We want to thank all of those persons who have participated in our services this evening. You have been an inspiration, and we want you to know that it's extremely important that you continue to pray and be in our prayer experience. And to all of those persons who thought it not robbery to come and join us tonight in this prayer experience on this telephone, because God is blessing us in a wonderful way, and we just praise him because he has allowed us to stay together as a church family and join together in prayer. And we certainly praise God for each one of you for coming. Keep it up. Don't stop. Prayer is needed. Prayer is ours that we ought to do continuously. God is a prayer answering God. He is a God that is with us in the midst of our storms, in the darkness of our lives. God is with us, and we need to pray continuously. And we certainly need to pray because there is so much evil and ugliness in the world. And so we want you to know that when we come together in prayer, it means something. God hears our prayers and blesses our branch of Zion. And we thank God for each one of you. Let us continue to look forward to the time of worship and a time of sharing, and be a part of our worship experience on this coming Sunday. We want to invite you to be in our worship experience, either in person or virtually. We thank God for the opportunity that is ours to have the hybrid service so that we can come either way. Please pay attention to how we can do that, and look up the directions for either service that you wish to participate in. Please be mindful of those persons who are sick and shut in those who those persons who stand in the need of prayer. Let us be thoughtful of them and continue to pray for them. Please be supportive of the bereaved. Sister Diane Hartman's sister, it will be funeralized on May 25th. The viewing at 9:30 and the services at 10:30 at the St. John Evangelist Church, 8908 Old Branch Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. Let us show forth our love and our concern for Sister Diane Hartman and her entire family in the transitioning of her sister. Let us also be mindful that on May 29th is our Memorial Day service, and we're encouraging all those persons who have had individuals this past year in transition, who have transitioned, made their way to glory. We want you to participate in our memorial service on May 29th. The services will be both in person and virtually. And so in either way, you can be blessed and share together as we fellowship and give thanks to God for those who have gone on before us. This is prayer request time now, and we're going to have 20 seconds for prayer requests. We're going to ask that the lines be open to give you 20 seconds for prayer requests.
Pray for the police family.
God, our Father, we come before you just now, asking your blessings upon the cries of your people. You know what they are concerned about. You know the struggles and the pains. You know the desires of their hearts. And so, God, we ask that you would hear them and deliver tonight, if it be your holy and divine will. We are grateful, O God, to you for hearing our prayers in days gone by. We thank you, God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength that thou hast granted us to have. And we, O God, praise your name for watching over us and protecting us in spite of ourselves. We, O God, ask for your continuous grace and mercy and tender care. We need you, God. You have been so good to us, and we realize that we cannot make it without you. We need you every day and every hour. And so, Master, we just turn ourselves over to you and surrender to your will and to your way. And then, God, we ask special blessings upon our nation. Please, O God, grant unto us spiritual health and spiritual strength. Help us, O God, to overcome the ugliness and evil that prevails so rampantly in our nation. We pray, O God, for those families that have lost ones in Buffalo. The evil that has prevailed there, O God, we pray, O God, that you would help us to be in the midst in the right way, that we might be able to overcome this sin-sick nation. Help us to overcome the racism and the systemic issues that rob us of being able to function in peace and in harmony. We pray, O God, that you would deliver as only you can do. Give us the acceptance in our own mind of our responsibility, and give us the courage to be obedient to your will and to your purpose. We pray, O God, for every soul that's on this line tonight, for every heart that's crying out to you tonight, for every pain that is felt by those persons that's here tonight, for the anxiety and the frustration that has come into their hearts and into their lives, the confusion that prevails, O God, we pray that you would bless with healing, deliverance, and mercy as only you can do. We pray, O God, for all those who are here on the line and who's sick. They're sick physically, they're sick spiritually, emotionally, and even socially. O God, have mercy tonight, if it be your your holy and divine will. Comfort, O God, and grant peace of mind, as only you can do. Now again, God, we want to just say thank you. We are grateful to you because you have brought us through so many storms, many trials, many hurts, and you have delivered us and blessed us and kept us and sustained us. And we want to say thank you for your graciousness. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. And grant unto you his holy and divine peace. Amen.
Amen. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you so much for being a part of our service this evening. We ask that you would keep in mind all of the announcements that Reverend Tucker made. If you have any questions about anything, you can read the pastor's letter that is sent out weekly. You can go on our website at fbcwdc.org, or you can contact your circle leader. For those of you staying on, we thank you for continuing to be a part of our music listening service. And for those of you that are leaving, we just thank you for being a part, and we hope to see you again next weekend. How about you bring a friend along also, and we'll see you here at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.